This is Mark Steiner, and today is December the 18th.
Whoa. Come in, Doc.
Maybe I gotta go. I'm working.
Doctor, this is the mayor talking.
All right.
Doctor.
Come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it? I got it. I'm gone.
That's a scene from Do the Right Thing between Mookie and Demare. Demare was played by actor, director, playwright, social activist, political leader, Rayford Chatman Davis, Ossie Davis, and today is his birthday. He was born in Cogdell, Georgia, began acting in 1939 with the Rose McClendon Players in Harlem. He made his film debut in No Way Out and went on to appear in almost 50 movies over 55 years, Jungle Fever, Malcolm X, She Hate Me, just to name a few. He and his wife, Ruby Dee, were deeply involved in the civil rights movement and played instrumental roles in organizing the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. He delivered the eulogy at Malcolm X's funeral and made a tribute to Martin Luther King at his memorial. We lost Ossie Davis in 2005, but we celebrate his birthday today. And it's the birthday of Stephen Bantu Biko, born in 1946. The great anti-apartheid activist was a pioneer of the black consciousness movement in South Africa that influenced the whole world. He coined the phrase, black is beautiful. He was a political prisoner who died in police custody, leading many to consider him a martyr of the anti-apartheid movement. Nelson Mandela said they had to kill him to prolong the life of apartheid. Biko's black consciousness movement sought to mobilize and empower South Africa's urban population. Today we commemorate another uprising in a different part of the world on this day, the Arab Spring Uprising. In 2010, uprisings against governments in Tunisia set off protests across the region. In Egypt, Libya, Yemen, Bahrain, Syria, Algeria, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Morocco, Israel, Sudan, and beyond. In many cases, protests were met with violent suppression, but many political changes resulted from this. Tunisia became a democracy, Egypt is now a worse dictatorship, and the struggle continues. And in the United States, in 1865, the 13th Amendment was ratified, abolishing slavery. It reads, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime whereof the party shall be duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. And this 13th Amendment was one of the most critical amendments ever made in this Constitution, and the struggle continues today to make all men free. Hands up. After living in an ancient redwood tree in Humboldt County, California, for 2 years, with environmental activist Julia Butterfly Hill, came down, ending her anti-logging protests in 1999. She called the tree Luna and lived in it atop to stop the Pacific Lumber Company loggers from chopping it down. She endured freezing rains, 40-mile-an-hour winds, El Nino, and the intimidation from loggers to upset her protest. Ultimately, a resolution was reached with the Pacific Lumber Company, who vowed to protect Luna and all the trees within a 200-foot buffer zone. Tragically, vandals cut the tree with a chainsaw all around its base. But Julia Butterfly Hill's supporters treated the gash with an herbal remedy and stabilized the tree with steel cables. Luna still stands today and is doing well with new growth each year. And we want to say congratulations to Jarvis Fulton, the brother of Trayvon Martin, who graduated from college today. And here's a song for you to think about on this December the 18th. You've heard excerpts of this two ballet act all throughout our popular culture. It's on television programs, movies, commercials. It's in the fabric of Christmas celebrations across the globe. Do you know what song I'm talking about? What great work I'm talking about? It's The Nutcracker by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. It premiered today in 1892 in Russia. Funnily enough, the original production fell on its face. It was not a success, but it grew enormously in popularity in the 1960s across the globe. And here's the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker. This Day in History, produced for the Center for Emerging Media at WEAA 88.9 FM in Baltimore, Maryland, with producer Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery, and research producer Sianna Greaves. To continue this exploration of This Day in History, visit steinershow.org for resources. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.